Welcome to the Ogletree Deacons Podcast, a brief discussion of compelling legal issues and practical insights. Please note that the information in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be, nor should it be construed as legal advice. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or through your favorite podcast service. Please consider rating and reviewing so that we may continue to provide the content that covers your needs. Please enjoy the program.
Hello and welcome to today's podcast. My name is Keosha Dickey. I am of counsel in our Columbia, South Carolina office. Joining me today is my colleague, Jay Patton. He is a shareholder in our Birmingham, Alabama office. And we're so glad that you are joining us to talk about the California Pay Data Reports. On February 1st, the California Civil Rights Department, or the CRD for short, which is the agency responsible for administering California's pay data collection, issued updated guidance for the 2023 California Pay Data Reports. And these reports are due on May 8th, 2024. We're here today to give several observations from our review of CRD's FAQs, user guide, and reporting template. And now I'm going to hand it off to Jay to get us started.
All right. Thanks, Key. So when we look at the updates for the 2023 filing cycle, we noted several major developments that we want to bring to you guys as you work on this reporting, you know, in anticipation of the May 8th deadline. So one of the things really keyed on is an updated focus on reporting remote worker data, with three new columns being added to both the payroll employee and the labor contractor employee reports. These columns require reporting of the number of employees physically located at the reported establishment, as well as breaking down remote employees assigned to that establishment by those located inside and outside California. There are also additional FAQs discussing remote employees in a little more detail than we saw in past years. So that's a pretty major development that we're seeing with these reports, you know, with these additions, these new columns. Also, CRD emphasized a couple different places in the FAQs and in its pay data reporting in the news section that it intends to pursue employers that do not file required reports, and pointed to the actions it has taken against Cambrian Home Care to highlight this enforcement focus. Specifically, they talked about a settlement of approximately $100,000 received against Cambrian Home Care based on its non-filings. Also, for the first time, employers are required to provide California Secretary of State numbers. The updated user guide identifies this new requirement as one of the most important changes of this reporting cycle. This is definitely something that has not been required before, and it's a new requirement, so we want to make sure you know about it and understand it. And the guidance also states that sole proprietors and others that are not required to register with the California Secretary of State may opt out of reporting a Secretary of State number. So these are some of the major developments we've seen. I'm going to push back to Key to let her talk about some of the things we've seen on the labor contractor side of the reporting for this cycle.
Thanks, Jay. So the CRD has not updated its guidance as to which workers are labor contractor employees who must be included in the 2023 reports. We were hoping that the CRD would provide additional information to help employers better understand this requirement. However, the provided information seems to be nearly identical to guidance in last year's FAQs. So unfortunately, we did not receive the additional guidance that we had hoped we would. In an actual change from last year, filers must provide gender and race / ethnicity information for all labor contractors' employees. During the 2022 filing cycle, so the last filing cycle, filers were able to use unknown for race, ethnicity, and gender. But the CRD did give a warning last year that this would be allowed only for the first year. So we are back to having to report race, gender, and ethnicity information in the labor contractor reports. Now, where labor contractors fail to provide required labor contractor employee data to employers, the guidance states that employers should email the CRD concerning these failures. The guidance also instructs employers in this situation to provide the names, addresses, FEINs, and SEINs of any labor contractor that did not provide data, as well as provide documentation of their efforts to obtain the relevant data. So that's really important. Not only are you identifying the labor contractor to the CRD, but make sure that you're providing the documentation of your efforts to obtain the relevant data. This reporting process would theoretically allow the CRD to focus on labor contractors that are not providing data required for the labor contractor employee reports. And now I'm going to hand it off to Jay for some final thoughts.
Thanks, Key. So, you know, we've reviewed some points from both the payroll employee side and labor contractor employee reporting side. So, you know, we hope you'll keep those in mind as you work towards the May 8th filing deadline. And some kind of final notes, final thoughts, and kind of emphasis points we noted from reading all the 2023 CRD guidance. And those include the emphasis, CRD continues to emphasize that employers should report only California payroll employees and labor contractors as defined in the guidance. And if I could put quote marks on the word California in that in this sentence, I would, because we have to follow the definition that's laid out in the FAQs. And that definition can be expansive, but they are very particular about saying to only report California employees, and for both payroll side and labor contractor side. And often in the certification process, you'll get a warning before you can certify saying, we want to make sure you didn't report anybody who's not a, quote, California employee. This seems to be at least based in part on CRD trying to make sure that the jurisdiction, that they are staying within their jurisdiction and not reporting people outside who they perceive as California employees. So remember that as you work on these reports. Again, all the reports are due by May 8th. There's no indication at this point that CRD would consider an extension. Last year, we basically, there was a deferral period where you could request a 2-month extension to prepare the labor contractor employee reports. There's no indication that'll happen again. And the way they have dealt with, you know, labor contractors as far as labor contractor employee reports, as far as not allowing unknown genders, it seems like, hey, the first year we gave you some breaks, but this year I don't, it seems unlikely they're going to extend the reporting period to allow more time. So I think May 8th should be treated as a hard stop. This is when they're due. In closing, we hope that you found these observations helpful, and we wish you well as you complete this compliance reporting obligation. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the Ogletree Deacons podcast. You can subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts or through your favorite podcast service. Please consider rating and reviewing so that we may continue to provide the content that covers your needs. And remember, the information in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not to be construed as legal advice.